During their regular November 15 meeting, Town of Verdun Council chose a new deputy mayor, who will fulfill a variety of duties in Mayor Tina Williams's absence as necessary. Count Bruce Dunning and Count Mark Savvy both put their names forward, and Williams invited them to explain their interest in the position. Dunning touted his past experience, including a stint as Verdun's mayor, as being beneficial. It allows you to slide into that position with some confidence and some knowledge of how things operate, he said. Especially if you have to sit in replacement of the mayor. It's something that is pretty complicated compared to just being a councillor. Also, that person can reduce the amount of work that our SAO, Chief Administrative Officer, does. Savvy emphasized qualities which he felt would make him a good fit for the role. I have an understanding of what governance is, he said. My platform during the election was ethical, efficient and the smooth running of council. I can do that. Ask anyone who's been in one of my meetings, very efficient and we move on to the next step. One of my goals is to try to go to everything that I can. I would like to get council out more. My platform is to try to get out to every single one of these meetings. I am a very social person. I will shake anybody's hand if offered. I'm not afraid of talking to anyone and I'm going to make sure that that person who is deputy mayor can attend all the meetings during the day when Madam Mayor is not around and that person has the goals and objectives that we can set as council and put forward to the community. That's why I would like to be deputy mayor. Just weeks into his first term, Savvy was selected for the position after a secret ballot vote of council. Organization of Council reviewed and approved a list of committee appointments, as well as the municipal and quasi-municipal boards and commissions which will have council representation during the coming year. The organization of council is reviewed on an annual basis. U.S. Dollar Bank Account Council agreed to a request from Chief Financial Officer Anna Maksymchuk to open a local bank account in U.S. currency in order to simplify the payment of invoices from specific suppliers, such as the town software vendor. We pay some bills from suppliers that are from the United States, and using credit cards for them always ends up being a bit of an issue, said Chief Administrative Officer, SAO, Rhonda Stewart. Western Caucus Meetings Mayor Tina Williams and one councillor received authorization to participate in regular and relevant subcommittee meetings of the Western Caucus, which are held in Boissevain. The group, chaired by Boissevain Morton head of council Judy Swanson, consists of elected representatives of about 20 municipalities in southwestern Manitoba who gather periodically to discuss issues affecting each community. Williams is a member of the infrastructure subcommittee, while Count Mark Savvy is on the policing one. FCM Sustainable Communities Conference Mayor Tina Williams will represent the town of Verdun at the Federation of Canadian Municipalities, FCM, Sustainable Communities Conference in Ottawa from February 7 to 10, 2023. SAO Contract Extended Council approved the extension, with amendments, of SAO Rhonda Stewart's employment contract to December 31, 2023. EMO Workshop's councillors were surveyed regarding their preference to take part in upcoming Manitoba Emergency Measures Organization, EMO, workshops either virtually or in person in Brandon. What it's good for is mainly the municipal emergency coordinators, their staff and volunteers, said Count Mark Savvy, who is the emergency coordinator for the town of Verdun. It would be recommended that the two councillors in the control group that we have attend these workshops. Authorization was given for both to participate. Use of TOGP Hall Council authorized the Verdun Boost Committee to use the Sunrise Banquet Hall at Tundra Oil and Gas Place for the Pancakes with Santa breakfast on November 27. This will be on a revenue-sharing basis with the Verdun Collegiate 2023 Graduation Committee, with the town's maximum share being $300.